I'm with Chris. Welcome to another episode of Daily Chris with Alan. Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Psalms Chapter 35. And let's just start off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father. We have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what you have done and what you have failed to do. Father, pray that may you have mercy on us. May you continue guiding us. May you continue protecting us. And may you always be there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in all the things that we cannot do. Father, may you give us the strength to do. We pray for all those who are sick, all those who are in pain. Father, all those who are at war, that may you please grant them peace. And may you grant them the healing so that they know that you are a Lord who fights for them and that you are always ready to listen for them. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name. And that of his son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let us go straight to Psalms chapter 35. Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and armor. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to me, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hide their net for me without cause, and without great cause dug a pit for me. May ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hide entangle them. May they fall into a pit to their ruin. Then my soul shall rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. My whole being will exclaim, who is like you, Lord? You rescue the poor from those who are strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Ruthless witness, come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me for evil for good and leave me like one bereaved. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me and answered, went about mourning as though for my friend or my brother. I bestowed my head in grief, as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. A silence gathered against me without knowledge. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at me. How long, Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in your great assembly. Among the thrones I will praise you. Do not let those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Do not let those who hate me without reason maliciously wink their eyes. They do not speak peacefully, but devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. They sneer at me and say, aha, aha, with our own eyes we have seen it. Lord, you have seen this. Do not be silent. Do not be far from me, Lord. Awake and arise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in my righteousness, Lord, my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say we have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be disgraced with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant. My tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praises all day long. And that is our Wonder Chapter 4. Today, I just have one message that I wanted us to share from today's Wonder Chapter, and it comes from verse 10. What does verse 10 say? Verse 10 says, my whole being will exclaim, who is like you, Lord? You rescue the poor from those who are too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Amen. From this verse, I just two things come across my head. The first one, my whole being will exclaim, who is like you, Lord? Who is like you, Lord? That's the question that rings over my head over and over and over and over. Why? Because, trust me, clearly there is no one like our God. There's no one. Our God is one of a kind. One of a kind. The way that He loves us cannot be put into comparison. There's no one who loves us the way He does. There's no one who thinks about us. There's no one who takes care of us like this. Our God is outstanding. He is, I don't even have words to frame it. He is a merciful, He's a gracious, and He's a loving. Name it, He's a sweetheart, He's a dad. We can't even get words. We can't. And we have to try to emulate Him. We have to try to emulate His ways. If you are being loved, why are you showing hate to others? Amen. If you are being blessed, why aren't you not being a blessing to others? Now, I'm not saying you should start walking around and say, you know what, from today, get on your knees and pray to me, I'm God. Please, do not misquote me. Why don't you get on your knees? If you're too proud, get on your knees, ask God to remove that pride from you. Your body should be a temple where this powerful, supreme, one-of-a-kind reigns. But what are you putting Him through? That's the question I want to ask you. What are you putting Him through? So many times we oppress other people. So many times it's always about us. It's always about us. But the Bible today is telling us that the Lord will always fight for them. And if you are among them, if you are among those who are being distressed, if you are among those who are in distress, rather, if you are among those who are being falsely accused, those who are being stepped on, those who are being, you know, because you are poor, because you are weak. The Bible today is reminding us that the Lord sees our battles. He sees our pains. He sees our cries. And He will come and fight for us. And the Bible is also showing us that whatever we are, whatever difficulty we are facing, let's take it to the Lord. Let's talk to Him. Let's tell Him our problems. He listens. He listens. He loves you. He loves me. Talk to Him. Never feel so weird to talk to Him. Never feel like there's no one who is there to listen to you, because God will always listen to you, and He will listen to you free of charge, with no strings attached, nothing. Don't let that opportunity go wasted. When you wake up, start your day talking to Him. End your day sleep, before you go to sleep, talking to Him. And watch what will unfold in your life. Get some time. Read Psalms chapter 35. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Also, send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, Daily Grace with Alan. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision, and thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, in what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may Your Son and Your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us in everything that we do, Father. All the times that we have forgotten to come to You, Father, all the times that we have distanced ourselves from You, we're sorry, and we ask for Your forgiveness, that You may come and be with us, and You may dwell in us, Father. May give us the strength to persevere through every turmoil that we go through. We pray this believing and trusting in Your mighty name, and that of Your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.